Hey, Brock, what was your view of Will Fuller's punt return, and what do you think about the job he did for you guys again today?
I had a phenomenal view. I was his biggest cheerleader as he was running down the sideline. It was a tremendous play, not only by Will, but, you know, the entire punt return team. It's a credit to Coach Izzo. You know, I know he works extremely hard every single week on every phase of special teams. And, it's just great to see those guys come up with a big play like that. The special teams has been working hard for us all year. And, it felt like every single week we get closer and closer to breaking one of those big ones. And then we finally did today. So, all 11 guys who were on the field on that play did a hell of a job.
Brock, what worked so well in those first two drives? You guys were able to move the ball so well. You were really efficient. You got the tight ends involved really for the first time consistently this season. And then doubling off that, O'Brien's play calling, especially early, how were you able to lock in with him rhythm-wise?
Every game's different. And, when you look at the first two series of this game, I think the biggest thing that really jumps out to you is we were kind of playing in a no-huddle mode. We weren't going extremely fast, but, we had a good tempo. And that was something that Coach really talked about all week long. He really wanted to play with tempo. He wanted to put some pressure on Tennessee's defense to get lined up fast, have to make calls, and make coverage adjustments. So, every single week, it's not necessarily like we're trying to get the tight ends involved or we're trying to get Hop involved or Jalen. There's just progressions on every single play. And I think, CJ having a big day, Griff having a big day, and some of those other guys, it's just a credit to their work ethic and, hitting their landmarks where they're supposed to be in the passing game and making great catches.
And then coming into this game, there had been so much talk about the red zone struggles and the offense hadn't scored a TD in a while. You guys get two quick ones. Were you seeing things any differently in that area or feeling things differently, or is it just a case of the execution? Something works where maybe it wasn't in the previous three games.
Yeah, it goes back to just every game's different. And, I'm very confident in this football team and what we're capable of doing. And like we've talked before, in those previous three games, there was disappointment with how we performed in the red area. And today we performed how I expect us to perform. So nothing really took me by surprise. Once again, we played with a little tempo in the red area. We also called a few plays that we hadn't called yet this season in that specific area of the field. So you could call that an unscouted look. But also, at the end of the day, it came down to, just some players making plays. CJ had a tremendous catch. Will did a great sell job along with the offensive line on the little pop pass. And you're right, we were 2 for 2. That's a good improvement. Now I would just like more trips into the red zone, and that's what we'll focus on this coming week.
Brock, you touched on it a little bit when I walked in, but what is it like to watch Fuller's burst, his speed, like on that punt return?
Oh, it's great. It's like watching a cheetah just chase something down. It's fantastic. Will, we've known it all along. He's a tremendous football player. He's a tremendous teammate. He's a great person. He works extremely hard. And, just to see Will get the opportunity to truly utilize his speed in the open field, we were able to see it a couple times today, not only on the punt return, but there was a little screen pass where he made a tremendous catch. I kind of had to negotiate the throw around Arakpo. And, to be honest with you, I thought the ball was going to be incomplete. And Will did a tremendous job of going all the way down to the ground, scooping up the ball, getting vertical and finding a little crease in there. So, he's a heck of a player, and we've known that.
Before the game, you were on the field, and no matter who came through that area, offense, defense, special teams, you were slapping them on the back, high-fiving them. Can you talk about that moment the players are talking about? It shows what kind of leader you are. Could you give us some thoughts?
That's something I've done every single game. There's nothing new with that, welcoming those guys onto the field. When you look at the grand scheme of things, when things are going good, when things are going bad, we're just all so fortunate to be able to play this game. It really is a dream come true for all of us. So, I'm just right there at the tunnel, just trying to get guys fired up and just enjoying the day and trying to make the most of the moment.
Brock, coming into the game, you talked about, some of the decisiveness, and you had said earlier with the interceptions, you thought it was just, maybe an accuracy thing. Today, a couple balls, and one of them looked like it was maybe forced a little. Bill said he'd like to review it. What do you think's happening when you are picked off?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's not funny by any means, but, you know, I come up here, and every single week when I get to working in practice, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I really feel like I'm going to play a clean football game. And I feel like I'm going to be able to stand up here in front of you guys and kind of, hey, told you so, told you I could play a clean game. And then I go out there and I do something like that again today. And bottom line, you know, it's not eye manipulation. It's not, you know, really poor reads. I think it's just poor decisions. It's poor decisions. You know, the second interception was one of those deals where, you know, Tennessee's defense had a great scheme. Give them credit. They gave us a look in a blitz where I was hot and I had to get the ball out. And, you know, I made a poor decision to try to force that ball down the field. If you look at the first interception, you know, play action pass, I lose my feet in the pocket. You know, I know better. I know I need to throw that ball away and live to fight another day and or another down, if you will. So, you know, I think it just boils down to decision making. And that's something I know I need to be better at. This team did a tremendous job, offense, defense, special teams, of really having my back today. And, you know, helping me through that. You know, I put the team in some very poor positions, and I know that. And that's not fair to those guys because they played their hearts out today. The decisions will be cleaned up. I will make better decisions. I know I've said that before, but I promise you guys I'm gonna clean these interceptions up because that football team's working too hard, and they deserve better.
And then looking at that, at the I think it's fourth quarter, fourth and one, you guys were at the 35-yard line or so, and it looked like you tried to kind of get the team to the line really quickly. You run Prosh up the middle on the fourth
yes.
and one, and it stopped. Bill had said that maybe, you know, it was a little chaos and maybe you should have called a timeout or something like that. Do you need to call a timeout there if you don't have your play, or how did you read that situation?
Yeah, you know, I think that's really just Coach O'Brien and myself having a conversation either tonight or tomorrow about how we want to handle that in the future. You know, my eyes were on the play clock the whole time. I know the substitution kind of came in a little bit late, so the play call gets in late, so we get to the line late. You know, the offensive line's not really able to see the front. I'm not really able to make a great mic point. And you know, my eyes are on the play clock the whole time, and I understand it's fourth and one. We can't take a delay a game. And so I think it just comes down to having a conversation with Coach. You know, are you comfortable with me taking the timeout in the moment? You know, I'm seeing where we're out on the play clock, or do you just want me to leave that, you know, to you to be the head coach? So I think that's just Coach and I having a conversation to see how we want to move forward, because, you know, you're exactly right. That's you could really look at that football play and say maybe that's the most critical play in the game. You know, fourth and one, late in the game, we get a first down. Maybe we get some points on that drive, make it a two-point or two-score lead late in the fourth. So, you know, Coach and I will have a conversation and we'll get that worked out.
What did you see on that first touchdown to CJ?
You know, it was just a look that, you know, actually we talked about on Friday. It was a play we put in a little bit later in the week. And you know, it's funny how things happen sometimes. You know, sometimes you get the practice rep of exactly what happens in the game. And sometimes you get the practice rep that definitely doesn't happen in the game. And that was one of those ones that we kind of had anticipated. Coach made a tremendous call. CJ ran a great route. And he made a heck of a catch.